or korban shlomim, you have the meat. The pasuk says if this meat touches anything that's tamei, it itself becomes tamei. Now we know without the pasha of kochim, without the pasha of truma, regular chulun, our food, that we know there's a rishon and a sheni. That we know. If the sheretz touches food, the food becomes a rishon l'tumah. When this food touches mashke, the mashke becomes a sheni l'tumah. That we know. So this sheni is tamei. Now the pasuk is saying that this bosa of kochim, if it touches anything, that's tamei. If it even touches this water, that's a sheni l'tumah, it itself becomes tamei. That's what the pasuk says. From this pasuk we see clearly that there is a shlishi l'tomei, that by kochim, if the boster kochim touches the sheni, it itself becomes tomei. So we see clearly there's a shlishi l'tuma. Is now mi lo yaskina on the noga v'sheni? Aren't we talking about that this boster kochim, this boster of shlomim or chatis touched the sheni l'tuma? Because by chulim we have sheni l'tumas, and still the pasuk says the meat is tomei. So we have often a pasuk that says there's a shlishi by kochim. That's much for sure we know. Revi, how do we know now if this piece of meat now touches another mashke, it's metamer makes it for revi. How do we know that? That's mikal v'chayme kadamrinim. That's this kal v'chayme from mechusik kippurim. That's the way Rabbi Yossi learns out. He learns out from mikal v'chayme. Now, these salkudai tichsav v'chayme kiva. If you're going to tell me now that Rabbi Yossi holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, nisni nami revi betruma v'chamishi b'kodesh. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's even a chamishi b'kodesh, and there's even a revi by truma. Because if we have before, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's even a shlishi by chulin. Rabbi Akiva said this pasuk is talking about he had food inside the kli cheres. Now the sheretz came inside the ear, so the kli became a rishon l'tumah. The kli touched, it was matama, the food inside, the food became a shen l'tumah. And the pasuk says, according to Rabbi Akiva, yitma, that when this food comes outside and touches something else, it's matama, that third thing. So you see, this food that's a shen l'tumah could make a shlish l'tumah. That's talking about chulin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that even chulin has a shlishi, so now truma we know has one more madrega, has to have a revi, and kochin that has another madrega has to have a chamishi. How come Rabbi Yossi only said a shlishi and a revi? Why did he say revi and a chamishi? Elamai, it's a clear raya that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like his Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's such a thing as a shlishi by chulin. But according to Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Yossi, like Rava says, does not hold like his Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's only a sheni by chulin. Nothing more. You can't have more than a sheni. By truma, there's a shlishi. By kochim, there's revi, nothing more. So this is the raya. Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. Ela Rabbi Kiva loisavak Rabbi Yossi minulam. How do we know the other part that he said over? Rav Kana said over that Rabbi Kiva does not hold like his Talmud Rabbi Yossi. How do we know that? Omalei yentzed back l'lishtamit tano v'listni revi v'atruma v'chamisi b'kodesh, because nobody ever said over this din that there's revi and a chamishi by kochim. Nobody ever said this. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding up your tests. Yeah, we're again in the middle of the shallow, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi. First thing Mar wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi, his shita was that mashkim, that's makabel tumah, it could be metama oichu, but it can't be metama kelim. So Mar wants to say, how does Rabbi Yossi know this? First, he wants to say he goes like his Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva dashims from the word yitma. The yitma means it itself becomes tamei, and it could also be metama something else. That's the way Rabbi Kiva dashims. So if Rabbi Yossi also holds like that the pasuk says mashkim becomes tamei, the pshat is it itself is tamei, and it could be metama something else oichu. Then the Gemara asked the question that Rava said not like that. Rava said that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. And that was the question of, well, my Rava, Lai Rabbi Yossi, Savak Rabbi Kiva, Lai Rabbi Kiva, Savak Rabbi Yossi, neither of them hold one from the other. So if Rabbi Yossi does know from Rabbi Kiva, how could he know his drasha that water could be metam oichel?
So Gemara answered to say that Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't hold like his Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi just said over, according to the way my Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, dashed in the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Kiva, that he dashed in the word Yitma means it's Tomei, and it can be Matama something else, then we know that the Mashkim liquid could be Matama something else. But Rabbi Yossi himself does not hold from Rabbi Kiva. So that's one part that Rabbi said, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Rabbi Kiva. Now we're on the other part. How do we know that Rabbi Kiva himself doesn't hold from Rabbi Yossi? Now, Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush was, what was Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush? Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush was, how do we know that there's a Revi by Kodesh? How do we know that by Hegdish, if a Shlishi touches a fourth thing, the fourth thing becomes Tomei? Rabbi Yossi says he has a Kal V'Chaimah. That was Rabbi Yossi's Svarim. Rabbi Yossi says he has a Kal V'Chaimah for the Mechusik Kippurim. Madach Mechusik Kippurim, that means somebody that's supposed to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikvah, like a Zav or a Zavah or a Nazir, his Tomei, they went to the mikvah, it came already night time, but as long as they didn't bring the korban the next day, they're not allowed to eat kochim. So he had a Kal V'Chaimah, the Madach Mechusik Kippurim is also to eat kochim, avad that makes a revi l'tumma. That was Rabbi Yossi's halacha. That how do we know there's a revi b'kodesh? Because he has a kal v'chaima. Now Rav also said that Rabbi Kiva, the Rebbe, does not hold from Rabbi Yossi. That's what we're holding now. The futes. Fourth line. El Rabbi Kiva, loy savak Rabbi Yossi minolan. How do we know the second part that Rav said, that Rabbi Kiva does not hold like his Talmud, Rabbi Yossi? He does not hold to make such a kal v'chaima, to say that Madach by Truma, there's a Shlishi, Avada and Avada by Kodesh, there should be a Revi. How do we know he doesn't make this Kal V'Chayma? Omalei, so he answered back, to Le Lishtame Tana, we never found a Tana Mishnah that says anywhere, V'listni Revi B'Truma, V'Chamishi B'Kodesh, V'Neim Rabbi Kivahi. We never found any place that says that there's a Revi by Truma, and there's a Chamishi B'Kodesh. And unless the question, who is that? We would say that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Because we know that Truma only has a Shlishi, and by Kodshim, there's a Revi. But nobody ever said a step further. Now the question is, if Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva's sheet alone we had before, that even by regular Chulin, there's such a thing as a Shlishi Bakoide, there's a Shlishi Letumah. Even by regular Chulin. Because Rabbi Kiva dashes the posik that says, if you have a Kli Cheres, and then there's bread inside the Keli, and now a Sheretz comes inside the Aver of the Kli. So the Pasuk says that the Kli becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, even though the Sheretz doesn't touch the Kli, but as long as the Sheretz comes inside the Avera Kli, the Kli becomes a Rishon, the bread inside becomes Tameh from the Kli, is a Sheni L'Tumah, and the Pasuk says on this bread, Yitma, Rabbi Kiva dashens, that doesn't say Lashon Tameh, but it says Yitma, when the bread comes out and touches something else, it could be Matama, the third thing. So that's by regular chulin. So by regular case, no truma, no kachim, there could be a shlishi lechulin. Now that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So if Rabbi Kiva is going to hold like his Talmud Rabbi Yossi, that he makes the kal v'chaima, so Rabbi Yossi has a kal v'chaima, that truma goes one step more than chulin. And kachim has a kal v'chaima to go one step further than truma. So if you're going to tell me Rabbi Kiva Shita is that chulin has a shlishi, so if he holds like a Talmud Rabbi Yossi, there's a Kal V'Chaima to make one more for Truma, Truma should be Revi. And there's a Kal V'Chaima for Mechusik Epurim to say Kodshim is more Chama than Truma, that there should even be a Chamishi. And we never found that, it never says anywhere. So since we never saw any place to say that there's a Chamishi, but Kodesh, it's a Raya, Rabbi Kiva does not hold like his Talmud Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold from that Kal V'Chaima. You can't learn out from Mechusik Epurim or a Tful Yoim to say that Truma should have a bigger din than Chulin, or Kodshim should have a bigger din than Truma. We don't hold from the Kal V'Chaima. And Rashi has the Gansa Richa. Rashi brings down why doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold from the Kal V'Chaimim. So he says, really, the Gemara in Soita says that the Dor Achra and Mashmados Tamid Chachamim came and said at Pircham. Rashi says, like, Mesech the Soita, see the Dor Achra and Letaris Ashlishi Betruma. Shana Matam Moisa, the Kal V'Chaimim, Mitzvul Yoim. Because I mean it. The Dor Achra and Paruch, the Dor Achra and asked the question on Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'Chaimim. Malet Tzvul Yoim, Shekein Ava Tumma. You can't bring me any rye as a Kal V'Chaima from a Tful Yoim or a Mechusik Epurim. Because the Tful Yoim was a Pshat, he was somebody that touched the Sheretz. See, he was an Avatumah. Even though he went to the Mikvah and he became Torah Lemiksas, But negay to truma, he's still tummy. What type of a tumma does he have on a negay to truma? He's an avat tumma. That's why a tful yom pasels makes a shlishi. But you can't make any kal b'chaymes from a mechusa kepurim or from a tful yom, because these people at the beginning, they were an avat tumma. So even though the tumma went off a little bit, but for whatever it didn't go off, for truma, for kachrim, it still remains like an avatumma. So therefore, those are chomer. But you can't make a kal b'chaymer to tell me that a shlishi l'tumma can make a revi by kachrim. No, a shlishi, only a shlishi, kill an afun tful yom. Tful yom is an avatumma. So therefore, Tzarai, Reb Kiva does not hold from his Talmud, Reb Yosi. Reb Kiva does know from that kal b'chaymer. And the Svar, like Rashi says, like the Dor Achron, there's a pircha on the kal b'chaymer. Shrati Gemara, v'yanan ha'ochi nekem v'nismach. Is that true? Like, what are you being samech on now? The fact you never found any Mishnah that says that there's a Chamisha Bakodesh. For that fact alone, could you be samech? Like, did you check every single place? Maybe you'll find some place that says there is a Chamishi Betruma of a Chamishi Bakodesh. Just the fact you never saw anywhere, that's not a Raya. Maybe Rabbi Kiva does hold from his Talmud, Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Kiva, that there's a Shlishi Bachulin, there should be a Kal B'chayma, there's a Revi B'truma, and there's a Chamisha B'Kodesh. I never found, that shouldn't be a Raya. Like the bottom Rashi says, V'yanan O'hochi Nismach, Mishum Le'ashkechon Tana, name of Rabbi Kiva, less than Kal B'chayma, because you never found it learned in the Mishnah. That's why you can say Rabbi Kiva does know from the Kal B'chayma. Maybe he does hold from it. I, it's not brought down, that's not the biggest Kasha. No Tan never brought it down. So the Mora says like this, Nofek Ravashi. Ravashi went out. Vitema Ravkana. Some say Ravkana went out. Dok, he went to look around. Vyashkech. And he found the Mishnah like this. He found the Mishnah of a Feirish that Rabbi Kiva says there's only a Revi Bakodesh and not more. Hoditnan. That is, there's a Mishnah brought down in Chagiga. Hakli Mitzarif Esmasher Betoichoi. Lakodesh. There's a loch if you have a vessel, a keli, and you have food inside it. Now you have two different kezesim on two different sides of the plate, and the two pieces, let's say two pieces of bread inside the keli, and the two pieces of bread are not touching one another. Now the sheretz came in the keli and touched one piece of bread. Now the locha should be only that piece of bread is tameh and not the second piece of bread, because the sheretz did not touch the second piece of bread. Still we say no, since the both pieces are in one keli, the keli is mitzarif, makes it together as if it's like one piece of bread. And therefore, when the sheretz touches one piece, it's as if he touched the other piece also. Therefore, they're both tummy. Now, this is the chumra only l'kodesh. Only we're talking about kachim. If you have a piece of meat of hegdish there, or a piece of bread that was from the mincha, the menachis, that's what has this chaymer. That the kli is mitzarif. Avalan the truma. If you're only talking about truma, if you have two apples inside the kli, and the sheretz touched one apple, and he did not touch the other one, and the two apples are not touching one another, the other one is tor. For truma, you don't have this. Now the Mishnah says, V'harvi ba'kodesh posel. You should know by kegdish, how far does the tumma go? Revi. That's the last stage it goes. That's called posel. Posel means it itself is tamei, but it cannot be metama something else. V'yashlishi ba'truma. And truma goes as far as a shlishi. That's it. It can't go further. A shlishi does not make a revi by truma. Now this is a Mishnah. So this Mishnah says clearly that by Hegdish there's only a Revi, and by Truma there's only a Shlishi. That's this Mishnah. Now, what does that do with Rabbi Kiva? So far it's no right what Rabbi Kiva holds. So Gemara says, V'yomer Rabbi Kiva Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said over, Me'edusa Sh'Rabbi Kiva, from some aid is something that Rabbi Kiva taught us, Nishnas Mishnah Zu, was learnt this next Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Kiva knew this Mishnah and added to this Mishnah. The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, or some said the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hoysev Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva added to this first Mishnah. So we see clearly, Rabbi Kiva holds from this Mishnah. He just added something else. Hoysev Rabbi Kiva, Hatsoilis, if you have flour in the Keli, in the Kli, the Akhtaris, you have the Akhtaris, the different 11 spices that they use for the Akhtaris, the Halavoina, the Akhicholim. And if you have coals inside a kli, just the gecholim, coals, they could also be mekabel tuma. Shim noga tful yom b'miksosim. If a tful yom touch part of it, just like one coal, pasel es kulam. He automatically passes them all. This is what Reb Kiva added to the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say clearly gecholim. Like gecholim, the chur is not called an eichel. A coal, a hot coal, the chur should not be mekabel tuma at all. because we have halacha, either food is mekabel tumah, or else a kelim, or else an adam. But a coal, it's nothing. A coal, a hot coal, it's not an adam, it's not a keli, and it's not an eichel. So it shouldn't be mekabel tumah at all. The Bekiva says no. Hos gecholim, there's a svar of chibas hakodesh makes it royal of mekabel tumah. Since this gecholim is being used on the mizbeach for hegdish, anything that's being used for hegdish has a loch, it could be mekabel tumah. See, was meisav on this Mishnah, even Gecholim also has this din of the Mishnah that if it's in one keli and the tful yerm touches one of them, automatically the other one it becomes tamei. But Akoponim Yisri Rabbi Kiva knew from the first Mishnah and he added to it. Mashmi is also muddied to the first Mishnah. And in the first Mishnah it says clearly, Revi'in Chamishiloi. It says, Claude, by Hegdish there's only a Revi and there's not a Chamishi. And Shlishi'in Revi'iloi. And by Truma there's only a Shlishi and nothing more. Alma we see clearly, period. So this is the Raya. From here clearly Rabbi Kiva himself holds there's only a Revi by Kodesh and nothing more. So it's a Raya, he does not hold from his Talmud Rabbi Yosef Kal V'Chaymo. Because if you hold from Rabbi Yosef Kal V'Chaymo, since there's a Shlishi by Chulin, Truma has a Kal V'Chaymo to be a Revi, and Hegdish has a Kal V'Chaymo to be a Chamishi. And here it says clearly Rabbi Kiva only holds a Shlishi by Truma and a Revi by Hegdish. Mashmi does not hold further. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Hakli mitzaref mashe b'toichoi. Means areva aruchi, have a big kneading pan. Uvo oichlen kodesh. Inside there's meat from a korban. Mikan v'yoichle kodesh mikan. On one side, on the other side, two different pieces of meat. V'yein noigim zeh v'zeh. And they're not touching one another. V'no gal tome b'yoichlen shabrosh echot. And the sheretz touches one side. Uvo kli lo noga. The sheretz didn't touch the kli. The oichel ain matama keli. The locher is the food cannot be matama keli. Afilu mit rabbonin, even mit rabbonin. The afilu achi still the Mishnah says hoichlin shebisheni roshea tameim. The oichel on the second side is tamei. Why? A new svara shakli mitzarif. The keli makes it as if it's one piece of food, and if it's one piece, a sheretz touches just one side of it, the whole piece becomes tamei. Now, and the Rabbi Yechonon added that Medusoi, Aydei Edusoi, Hoysev Rabbi Kiva B'yedis. Rabbi Kiva told us a big Yechidish in this Mishnah, that Levoinu Gecholim, Trashi Alpha Gav, the Lav Oichle Ninu, even though these two things are not something we eat, still, it's Mekabel Tumah. Why? There's a Svara Chibat HaKodesh Machshirosan, or Meshavi Lo Oichle, the Perakol Shor. We'll say later on in the Masechta and Aflamet, hey, there's a new Svara. Something that's brought on the Mizbeach, that's called Chibat HaKodesh. It's lechiba, like it's brought, it's loved to the mizbeach. Something that's brought to the mizbeach is called an oichel. So therefore, the Gemara even says later the eitzim, the wood that they put on top of the mizbeach to burn, also has a shame oichel. Could be mekabel tumah. There are kolponim, the gecholim has a shame oichel to it. So that's mekabel tumah. That's what the Bekiva added. So therefore, from this one kli, you have two different coals. Even though the tful yoyim only touched one, automatically the other one is also. Trashi Poslas Kulan, Alma Mitzarev Kli, Masha B'Toichi. Good, you see, it's called the Tziruv Kli. But our Koponah from this Mishnah Zariah, Rabbi Kiva only says there's a Revi Bakodesh, and not further, it's a clear Raya, Rabbi Kiva does not hold from the Talmud, Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara says, Alma, L'chur, we see from Rabbi Yechon here, Kisova Tziruv Derabonin. I'll tell you that this Keli, this Mishnah says, that something inside the kli, even though they're not touching one another, becomes tamei. There's a tziruf, the kli itself makes the two pieces inside like one piece. That's only a svar in the rabbanon, I'll tell you. So Rashi, why? Rashi al moksav tziruf the rabbanon milsa biape nafshi. This is something by itself now. The new gemara. He midiyama Rabbi Yechonon meyedusa Rabbi Kiva nishnis. Since Rabbi Yechonon didn't say it's a posik. He didn't say I know from the Torah. He said, "How do I know this chiddush? How do I know this chiddush that it's mitzaref from Rabbi Kiva?" Al moksava Rabbi Yechonon tziruf the kli lakodesh k'toni gabi milus lav diraisu. It's not a diraisu dikadin. Elamid rabbonin. And how do we know this rabbonin dikadin? Meyedusa Rabbi Kiva. He is the one that told us. The midrabbonin who the gecholam alavoyna lav bnei kabula tumaninu. Elamid rabbonin. Because avadim diraisa, it's not mekabel tumah this gecholam. Is this svara that chibas hakodesh, something that's going to be brought on the mizbeach, it gets the shem oichel? That's not midiraisa. Midiraisa cold is not an oichel. It's not mekabel tumah. It's only a svara in the rabbonins. The afagav the amamar. Even though we have a posik for this, the habosol the rabbis etzim levona. There's late in the Gemara in Kol Shor Darshan the posik of the habosor that even wood is also mekabel tumah. So Rashi says the ma'alim midrabbonin he. That's only in a smach. That's only midrabbonin. But midiraisa vade gecholim. It's not called food. or hot coal cannot be mekabel tumah. It's only midrabbanan that's mekabel tumah. So midrabbanan, we see that this din, that the keli is mitzaref, is also only midrabbanan. It's like one mishnah Rabbi Kiva. We learn it out from Rabbi Kiva. So you see clearly that this chiddush, that a keli is mitzaref, is only midrabbanan, not midiraisa. And the Gemara says, he argues, Upligi to Rav Chonin. And Rav Yechon argues on Rav Chonin. The Yom Rav Chonin learns, Tziruf the Yeraisa. He has a postulate to say that Tziruf is the Yeraisa. If you have two pieces of Bosa Kochim in the plate, even though they're not touching one another, mid the Yeraisa, if one becomes Tomei, the other one also becomes Tomei. Shenema, the postulate in the Midbar says, Kaf Achas Asara Zohov Malaya Keteris. You have one calf, one spoon, that weighs like 10 measurements of gold. Malaya Keteris, full of Keteris. As the Pasuk says, Kaf Achas, it's one kli. What do you mean, Achas? HaKosif Osa Kol Masha B'Kaf Achas. It's a limud that anything inside this spoon, even though you have a lot of pieces there, is considered like one big piece. And therefore, even though the Tful Yoyim only touches one piece, so really only that piece should become Tomei, not the piece next to it. Still, the Torah says no. The Torah says kaf achas. We look as if it's one thing inside. It's one big oichum. So you see, midiraisa is such a svara kli is mitzaref. Rashi says kaf achas. Pikteris ksiv the kodeshu. Even though the pikteris are made out of a lot of different pieces, still the pasuk calls it like one. For what purpose? To tell us that even though it's full yerim touches only one piece of it, it's all the pieces inside our tummy. Because we look as if it's one big piece. The Martanan Hossam. We learned the Mishnah Nidis. Al machit shenimtses bibosar. You found a needle, a machat, a needle inside the meat of a korban. Rashi tenan hosim b'idius. The al machit hayad al shar idius shenimtses bibosar kodesh. He is the koyin made a shechita on a korban shlamim, and they opened up the meat, and inside the meat of the animal they found a needle there. That's what they found, a machat. It's bibosar kodesh. So the locher is shehasakin v'hayadayim toiris. That the sheichit, when he shechted with the knife is still tor. Who adin v'yadayim? The sheichit that with his hands went and touched the meat, his hands are still tor. V'yabasa tomei. But the basa, the meat of the animal, that is tomei. Now we'll soon see the Gemara will explain what type of a needle are we talking about. Like who said the needle was tomei? We just said that if you found a needle inside the meat of this behemoth, so the sakin that shechted is tor. The odem that moves it with his hand is tor. Just the meat became tumah. The question is why? What type of tumah does needle have? We'll soon explain that. Now, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Now, Nim says the Farish. Let's say you found the needle in the junk of the animal. That means in the kishkis, in the junk that's aiming to come out. That's not called tor. Then everything is tor. That's not called basar. That's not eatable there. And it's not makabel tumah. Rashi says, Shasakin Shinogabo, the knife that touched this animal, Vayadayim Shokurin Shinogabem, and the hands of the coin that touched this meat, Tahirim. They're not Makabal Tumah, they're Torah. The Habosa Tomei, only the meat of the animal that we found this needle inside the meat, that's Tomei. Well, the Kamaforesh, Hai Machet, my Tumah Heavy Bay. What type of a Tumah was on this Machet that we're dividing up? Only the Oichel, the meat, is Makabal Tumah, and not your hands, and not the Shasakin. So the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Kiva said, Zochinu, like from here where I learn out, Shein Tumas Yodayim B'Migdish. Rabbi Kiva learns out from this Mishnah that in the Beis HaMigdish, the Rabbanan did not make any Tumas for Yodayim. Even though usually Yodayim is very easy to make a Tumah. Anytime Yodayim touch anything that's Tumay, with the Rabbanan your hands become Tumay. Even though a person himself doesn't become Tumay, only from an Ava Tumah. If you touch a Rishon HaTumah, Shein HaTumah, another is not Mekabel Tumah Midiraisam. But Midirabbanan, though, your hands become Tumah. If your hands touch a Shein HaTumah, your hands become Tumah. So the question is, here your hands touch the Sakin. Why do we say your hands is Tahor? The Teretz says, we learn out from here, that in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbanan didn't make this Gezerah. Zochinu Shein Tumas Yodayim B'Mikdash. Rashi says Zochinu. Rashi says it means, Schus. The Rabbanan gave a toiva, something good for us, a schus for us, a takana for us, mehefset kochim. Today there should not be any hefset for kochim. Shlo nigzerog zeros yadayim b'migdish. Letame b'dova shein metam odim. The Rabbanan didn't make the gzero that of something that's not an avatuma, that cannot be metam of the person himself, if his hands touch it, his hands will not become tummy. Now the high machet, this needle, mukmile the lava tumu yodimu. Avad we're talking about that this needle is not a navatumah. Because if it was a navatumah, so why isn't the kohen tummy? Dilo chutzle migdash, metamim yudayim. So we're talking about this needle is only a rishon tumah or a shein tumah. Now, even though outside the Beis HaMikdash, if your hands touch anything that's tummy, even if it's only a rishon tumah or a shein tumah, mid the rabbanon, your hands become tummy. Of the tumah called do, why do? Afilu stamim mishum yudayim askonyis. Hey, since it's a svara that your hands always move around, we're afraid your hands touch things that are tummy, the rabbanon will gaze more tumah upon your hands. That any time your hands touch anything that's tummy, your hands become tummy. So that's only outside the Beis HaMikdash. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, we have a raya from this Mishnah, the Rabbanon will not machmer upon your hands. Your hands will not become tummy. Only if you touch an ava tumor, it's matama, the whole body, then your hands are also part of the body. Right. Why didn't we also say from this Mishnah, we should learn out, v'neimah, shein tumas yadayim v'keilim b'migdash. Why didn't we learn out?